Hey there, friends. It's about 20 past four on a Wednesday afternoon, and I'm sitting here in creative limbo because I've just done that thing, you probably know it, where I've done a bit of creative work, I've done it for a client, it's on brief, and I've sent it off, and I am sat here waiting for feedback, and I've got no realistic expectation of getting any feedback today, but still I'm sitting here and sort of listening to the sound of my heartbeat. And I think one of the things is, there's that moment, I always imagine, and this is after 30 years of doing similar stuff, so it's not going to change, but I always almost imagine that moment when the client looks at the work, and what if they hate it? What if it's completely wrong? Because we've talked before, haven't we, friends, on this podcast about how we don't value the skills that we have. If you're good at writing, you tend to value writing less. If you're good at design, you tend to value design less. You know, in general, we don't value what we're good at. So the flip side of that is, if I'm doing a piece of writing for someone, it's obviously something they can't do themselves. So if we don't value the stuff we're good at, I think we overvalue the stuff that we're not good at. Does this make sense? And that means if you, like if I paid someone to do a bit of design for me and it came and I got it and it wasn't right, I immediately get all of that kind of, it's going to take ages to change, it's a real hassle. You know, I had this with book covers before I started designing my own novel covers. You know, I'd get someone to have a look at one of my things and they'd send something back and it was okay, but it wasn't really what I wanted. And I'd go through that whole kind of, oh, it's going to take ages and cost an arm and a leg and a foot and what have you. And I kind of imagine my clients thinking the same thing. Well, of course, however many times you put first draft on something and however much you say, you know, let me know your amends or let's have a conversation or something, I think the perception is if you can't write, if it doesn't come easily to you, that's a hard thing to do. And of course, for me, it's not. I write all the time. You know, I try and say to every client, and I said to this one as well, these are just words. They're easy to write. They're easy to change. Because, of course, what we want is happy clients. And I've had this guarantee for all of my professional life when I actually ran the business that, you know, if a client isn't happy, they don't get charged. And that's just how I've always run the business. So I think it helps. It helps in a few ways. It helps keeps us focused on the client. And it also, particularly in the early days, if you're starting a business, it helps clients make a leap to you because they might be risking time, but they're not risking money. And anyway, I'm pretty proud of the work I've done today. So I think it's going to be fine. I'm sure there will be tweaks because there are also always tweaks and amends. But yet here I sit in creative limbo, worrying, or at least thinking about how the client is feeling as they read it for the first time. And that's why it's 24 minutes past four and I'm already recording my podcast. Because I think actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because I was up at five this morning to work on this, I'm going to leave the office early, leave the little den early, go next door and play my game on the PlayStation. And I hope wherever your day is, you have a relaxing evening too, and I'll speak to you next time. Cheers. Bye. And of course, I should just say that your story means business.